This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. The centre has approved 12 new greenfield industrial smart cities under the National Industrial Corridor Development Programme to transform the country's industrial landscape. Addressing media after the cabinet meeting in New Delhi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said, projects span across 10 states and strategically planned along 6 major corridors. The government has also approved a proposal to conduct e-auctions for 730 private FM channels in 234 new cities. The estimated reserve price for this auction is over 784 crore rupees. The cabinet has also accorded approval for progressive expansion of the Central Sector Scheme of Agriculture Infrastructure Fund. This will significantly enhance and strengthen the agricultural infrastructure in the country and support the farming community. The Union Cabinet has decided to provide financial assistance to the state governments of Northeastern region for development of hydroelectric projects. This scheme has an outlay of 4,136 crore rupees, which will be implemented from 2024-25 to 2031-32. Under the scheme, a cumulative hydro capacity of about 15,000 megawatt will be supported. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs has approved 2 new lines and 1 multi-tracking project of Indian Railways at an estimated cost of 6,456 crore rupees. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday chaired the meeting of the 44th edition of Pragati, the ICT-based multimodal platform for proactive governance and timely implementation, involving the centre and state governments. It was the first meeting of Pragati in the third term of NDA government. In the meeting, 7 significant projects were reviewed, including 2 projects relating to road connectivity, 2 rail projects and 1 project each of coal, power and water resources sectors. The cost of these projects totaled more than 76,500 crore rupees. The projects relate to Uttar Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Jharkhand, Maharashtra, Rajasthan, Gujarat, Odisha, Goa, Karnataka, Chhattisgarh and Delhi. During the meeting, Mr. Modi emphasized the fact that every official in the government must be sensitized. During the interaction, the Prime Minister also reviewed Amrit 2.0 and public grievances related to Jal Jeevan Mission. These projects together, inter alia, address water issues in urban and rural areas. Mr. Modi said that one needs to take benefit of initiatives such as PM Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana to meet the growing energy needs of cities. The Ministry of Road Transport and Highways has launched the Voluntary Vehicle Modernization Programme or Vehicle Scrapping Policy to create an ecosystem for phasing out unfit polluting vehicles across the country. The programme and policy will be implemented through a network of registered vehicle scrapping facilities and automated testing stations. Minister of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Sarbananda Sonowal, yesterday approved the wage structure revision of the major port workers. A memorandum of understanding was signed between the Bipartite Wage Negotiation Committee and Indian Port Association for the revision of wage structure and address other service conditions, including pensionary benefits. The Election Commission has taken a serious view of a post on social media site X by BJP Haryana using a child in campaign video. A show cause notice has been issued by Chief Electoral Officer of Haryana to State BJP President for immediate corrective action. State BJP Chief Mohan Lal Padoli has been asked to submit the response by 6 p.m. today. According to the guidelines of the Election Commission, no child should be involved in election process by political parties and election officials. Paralympic Games 2024 have been officially inaugurated with a grand opening ceremony in Paris. French President Emmanuel Macron declared the Games open during a colourful ceremony in the heart of Paris. A total of 4,400 Paralympians, representing 167 nations, marched from Champs-Élysées to Place de la Concorde. Tokyo 2020 gold medalist javelin thrower Sumit Antal and world record holder table tennis player Bhagyashree Jadhav led the Indian contingent. India will compete in 12 of the 22 sports scheduled at the event. And with that is the end of this news bulletin.